This is Camogie on 2MCE, Community Radio in the central west of New South Wales. My name's Bruce Cameron, and we'll open the program today with a couple of tracks from Orkney.
ships were on the tide. I saw the cark of Magnus down by the waterside. The blessed brave Saint Magnus, who bowed his head and died. His shining life was shorn away, his cark endureth to this day. Oh, as I came home from Cork, the ships were on the tide. Oh, as I came home from Barcy, a sore all in tatters, strode scattering the sea mints against the sunset bar. Through his fingers with the night streamed all the silver stars. I watched him leaning on a gate, scattered the glowing seeds of fate. Oh, as I came home from Barcy against the sunset bar. Streaming broad and high, the tinkers lit their glimmering fires, their tents were pitched close by. The city of the vanished race lay dark and silent in that place. Oh, as I came home from Sandwick, a star was in the sky.
Quartet called Fara, F-A-R-A, Jennifer Austin, Kristen Harvey, Jenna Leslie and Katrina Price. They all play fiddle, they all sing, and as we heard there, at least one of them plays piano. They come from Orkney, the north of Scotland, or indeed to the north of Scotland. We heard, first of all, an instrumental, two of the three tunes in that set, collaboration between all four of the musicians in that group. We heard the Port Polka and Ronvald Rich the Little, and the third one composed by Kristen Harvey alone, called The Shore. The song was a poem, the words by the Orcadian poet and writer George Mackie Brown, called The Road Home, and it tells the story of George Mackie Brown making his way home to Stromness in the south of Orkney, via several parishes on the main island, Kirkwall and Barsay and Sandwick. Good album, that one's called Times From Times Fall, the group Fara.
Shanghai Brown, Shanghai Brown, the skipper of the Harvest Moon is romping round the town, looking for some sailor man to beg, steal or borrow. He can't get a crew and he wants to sail tomorrow. Prime seaman's very scarce just now, so wears his money down, and I'll see what I can do for him, says Shanghai Brown. Shanghai Brown, Shanghai Brown, He sent his touts and runners out all around the town. He's raked in men both high and low. He's got both black and white. He's got the Lauderdale's port watch that only berthed last night. He's got a brace of farmhands with the hayseeds in their hair. He's got a bridegroom and best man. For what does Shanghai care? And he shipped them on the harvest moon, the toughest packet going, that never gets a sailor man to sign aboard her knowing. With a hard-case driving skipper and a bull-voiced bucko mate, by the Shanghai Passage from the Golden Gate. They'll be wondering in the morning what it was they drank last night. They'll be wondering what hit 'em if they show an ounce of fight. They'll be scoffing sea boot duff. They'll be supping handspike gruel and dodging the belaying pins and cursing Shanghai cruel. But there's one won't wake, no wonder, nor scoff no grub at all, nor drag his aching bones along to tally on the fall, nor jump to please the toughest mate New England ever bred, nor stand no trick, nor look out, and for why? Because he's dead. Shanghai Brown, Shanghai Brown, the skipper of the harvest moon is ramping round the town, looking for some sailor men to beg, steal or borrow. He can't get a crew and he wants to sail tomorrow. Prime seaman's very scarce just now, says Shanghai Brown. So he's gone and shipped a corp away, as Shanghai Brown. By the Shanghai Passage, out of Frisco Town.
Originally a poem by Cecily Fox Smith, that was Shanghai Passage, sung by Derek Gifford on an album called Sailing By, an album of maritime songs. Most of the tracks feature a whole bunch of other people as well as Derek Gifford, but there we heard him all by himself. Cecily Fox Smith was an interesting character. She spent 10 years on sailing ships at the beginning of the 20th century. Wrote a lot of poems about her experiences at sea. The tune was set by Alan Fitzsimmons, who was in a, or is, I don't know whether he still is, probably, Alan Fitzsimmons from the Keelers. And the Keelers have featured on this program occasionally over the last few years. There you go. Now, Canada next, off to Prince Edward Island. I think this group comes from there, or most of them do. Anyway, this is Vishten. I'll take two tracks, I think, from their self-titled first album. This is La Belle Gabrielle, WWS, and La Réaldine. Réaldine was composed by Pastel LeBlanc, and I have a sneaking suspicion Pastel LeBlanc is no longer with us.
Thank you. Je ferai bien du carnage, je le quitte, adi lam dam, adi le quitte, adi lam dam, adi lam.
They get a bit carried away there and move into the next track, but I think I'll cut them short. A group from Prince Edward Island called Vishten. Prince Edward Island, one of the maritime provinces of Canada in the east. Perhaps its major tourist attraction is the house where Anne of Green Gables was set, if you're familiar with that work. The other major tourist attraction, I think, would be the dirt. It's the potato-growing capital of Canada, and they actually sell souvenir T-shirts stained with the brown earth of Prince Edward Island. I did not buy one. There you go, if you're ever in Prince Edward Island and you see people walking around with what appear to be really dirty T-shirts. No, no, they're major souvenirs. That was Fit à Marier, that song we just heard. Fit, suitable, ready for marriage, something like that. Fit à Marier from Vishten. Here's a group called Fribo, F-R-I-B-O. And then it'll be time for the featured album.
With a girl with a hole in her stocking, and I hear kept her rocking, hear kept her rocking. Oh, I danced with a girl with a hole in her stocking all night by the light of the moon. We didn't mind to take the word, but she swore it were a curse, and she swore it were a wicked, swore it were a wicked. We don't mind to take the word, but she swore it were a curse, and she swore it were a wicked, swore it were a wicked. She'd shivered on my shoulder, and she clung my neck in closer, and she clung my soul to freedom, clung my soul to freedom. And she'd shivered on my shoulder, and she clung my neck in closer, and she clung my soul to freedom, clung my soul to freedom. She ran me in the clearing, and we spied her mother dancing, and her father was a prancing, father was a prancing. And she ran me in the clearing, and we spider mother dancing. The father was a prince. Father was a prince. And the heads were dressed as beasties. And she spied a father Martin. Spied a father Muslin. She spied a father Muslin. And the heads were dressed as beasties. And she spied a brother Martin. Spied a father Muslin. She spied a father Muslin. She'd soul as white as Mary, and they sin I had yet touched her. And she clung till me to wed her, clung till me to wed her. And she'd soul as white as Mary, and they sin I had yet touched her. And she clung till me to wed her, clung till me to wed her. So for light way dark and driven, I swore her for my wife. And I took a soul for life, took a soul for life. So for light way dark and driven, I have sworn her for my wife. And I took a soul for life, took a soul for life. Oh, I danced with a girl with a hole in her stocking. And a heel kept her rocking, and a heel kept her rocking. Oh, I danced with a girl with a hole in her stocking. And a heel kept her rocking.
Okay, slightly odd, I agree, but very interesting nonetheless. A group called Fribo, F-R-I-B-O, and the album is called The Hall of Habrahelia. We heard the voice of Ewan McPherson with a song called Beltane, a traditional song sung at Stockenbrig, St Michael's on Weir, a remote part of Lancashire, between 1849 and 1853, both on May Day and at Lammas. First published in 1936, it caused some eyebrows to be raised by its exoticism. If you're stuck with the story, you get the idea. Some of the local singers came from families originating in Sutherland who'd come to the area for horse breeding or to bring sheep and cattle to the fells. This and the language used in the song seemed to push the origin back into Scotland. Beltane meaning bright fire, amongst other things. There's a Gaelic, Celtic, neo-pagan celebration to herald in the summer. The album is not all quite so exotic, although the following track is, translates as In My Horny Youthful Days. We might play that sometime. That'll cheer everybody up. Anyway, this is Come All Ye, and I'm going to introduce you to the featured album now. It's called Unquenching Fire. It comes to us from a duo who call themselves Sykes Martin, probably because one of them is named Miranda Sykes and the other one is named Hannah Martin. Miranda Sykes has been playing music professionally for quite a while, plays double bass and a bit of piano. She's a regular member of the group Show of Hands. She moved to the West Country of England some years ago and teamed up with that group, Show of Hands, who come from that part of England. Here she's playing with Hannah Martin, who is a member of a group called Edge Larks, along with her partner Philip Henry. Philip Henry crops up on a few tracks on this album, although he's not credited as a member of Sykes Martin. Here they are, Sykes Martin, with the first track we'll hear from the featured album called Unquenching Fire. You will know this song, I'm sure. It's called Come All Ye Fair and Tender Ladies. Familiar song? Yes, I think so. Come All Ye Fair and Tender Ladies. First track we'll hear today from the featured album. It's called Unquenching Fire. We'll hear the song from which that title is drawn a little later in the program. Unquenching Fire from Sykes Martin. Miranda Sykes, Hannah Martin, aided and abetted by Philip Henry. Miranda Sykes playing double bass and piano, Hannah Martin, tenor guitar, banjo, fiddle and viola, both singing, of course, and Philip Henry playing guitar, lap steel, banjo and a bit of percussion. All songs are traditional except one, which was written by the English singer Anne Briggs. Also a song called Blow the Candle Out, written by Damien Clark. Featured album. It's on Dragonfly Roots label. It came out in 2022. But for you, you're hearing it now. This is a pretty sturdy trio of musicians. Donald Murphy playing accordion, Tommy O'Sullivan guitar, and Matt Kranich playing fiddle. This is the Anna Begg polka, Pete Bradley's polka, and the Glen Tarn polka from an album called Glen Tarn. Along, doesn't it? Set of tunes from Donald Murphy, Tommy O'Sullivan and Matt Kranich performing as Schlieve Notes. We heard the Anna Begg polka, Pete Bradley's polka and the Glen Tarn polka. You are listening to Come All Ye on Community Radio 2MCE in the central west of New South Wales. We're on 92.3 on your dial in Bathurst. We're on 94.7 in Orange, a little further to the west, and we're all over the place on www.2mce.org. Yes, we stream. There are also podcasts or listen-on-demand programs available for various programs on 2MCE, and certainly this one has podcasts available going back some years. If you want to go via the website of the radio station, that's fine. 2mce.org, or you can go straight from Come All Ye, one word, comeallye.com. That's the website of the program, and there you will also find playlists going back into the last century, would you believe? Here's a man with a very, very good voice. This is Len Graham and the Ballyroonan Maid.
sailor and a lady gay. And I stood to listen, and I stood to listen to hear what they would say. He said, fair lady, why do you row? For the day is spent and the night is old. She heaved a sigh while the tears did roll. For my dark-eyed sailor, for my dark-eyed sailor, so young and free and bold. 'Tis 7 long years since he left this land. The ring he took from off his hand, one half the ring is still here with me, but the other is rolling. But the other is rolling at the bottom of the sea.
One half of the ring still here with me, but dark-eyed sailor has gone to
sea. He said you may drive him from your mind. Some other young man you will surely find. Love turns aside and soon cold has grown. This morning, like a winter's morning, the hills are white as snow. She said, I'll never forsake my dear, although we're parted this many a year. Gentle he was, and no rake like you to induce a maiden. To induce a maiden to slide her jacket blue.
Another fairly familiar song from the featured album, which is called Unquenching Fire, by the duo Sykes-Martin, Miranda Sykes and Hannah Martin. Miranda Sykes playing double bass and piano. On that track, I think she played both. Hannah Martin, tenor guitar, banjo, fiddle and viola. Hannah Martin's partner, Philip Henry, on most tracks, having a crack at guitar, lap steel guitar, banjo and or percussion. So the dark-eyed sailor, although it has a sort of happy ending, I mean, the fellow does come back from sea and all's well. He doesn't stay out at sea and drown, which a lot of seafaring songs tend to end. But it was sort of brooding, wasn't it? Drifting along there. So, featured album. Another seafaring one coming up in the form of a song by Tom Lewis.
Stamp the caps and round me boys, kick up some flaming dust, for the triangle southward we're sailing. Never mind the trade you're in, you've got to make a crust, and blackbirding's easier than whaling. Yeah, blackbirding's easier than whaling. Now we're off the coast of Guinea, the Arab dhows come out, they're loaded down with misery for cargo. Black ivory for rifles is the business we're about. In the dark of night we'll outrun the embargo. In the dark of night we'll outrun the embargo. And the tears of the slaves made the Mersey run black. That's how a great city was made. When you look to the future, take the time to look back and remember the African trade. Remember the African trade. Our destination's Mobile Base, a cram on every sail. Stop your ears, don't listen to the crying. It's wet on deck but hell below, so bless the raging gale. The sooner we get there, the fewer dying. Yeah, the sooner we get there, the fewer dying. And the tears of the slaves made the Mersey run black. That's how a great city was made. When you look to the future, take the time to look back and remember the African trade. Remember the African trade. There's cotton in our hold for the mills of Lancashire, and after all you've only done your duty. And if your kids are hungry, there's another trip next year. If the memories won't let you sleep, just take another beer. Rolling on to dear old Liverpool, the nightmares reappear. So keep your mind on England, home and beauty. Just keep your mind on England, home and beauty. And the tears of the slaves made the Mersey run black. That's how a great city was made. When you look to the future, take the time to look back and remember the African trade. Remember the African trade. Keep your mind on England, home and beauty. Slavery makes slaves of us all. Keep your mind on England, home and beauty. Slavery makes slaves of us all. Keep your mind on England, home and beauty. Remember the African trade.
Extraordinary. Those the last two tracks we've heard. First one, The Dark-Eyed Sailor, which has a happy ending and was sung in a very laid-back, almost moribund delivery style, despite its happy ending. And then that one, a really jolly, rousing song about slavery. The African trade. Very grim. Slavery makes slaves of us all. Remember the African trade. That's from Tom Lewis, a singer who was born, I think, on the Isle of Man, but has lived the west coast of Canada for a long time now. The African trade from his album called Tinker, Tailor, Soldier, Singer. Now, an instrumental from a group called Comas, C-O-M-A-S. We'll hear Sylvain Baru's polka. No, polkas. Sylvain Baru's polkas. And Peter Ostrushko's jig. And who better to play Sylvain Baru's polkas than the flute and Elan pipe player Sylvain Baru. Yes, he's a member of this group, Comas. And who better to play Peter Ostrushko's jig? Well, no, Peter Ostrushko isn't a member of Comas, but the rest of the band will come in and help Sylvain Baru push it out. Sylvain Baru, Aidan Burke plays fiddle, Philip Masseur plays guitar, cittern and sings, and Jackie Moran plays baron and other percussion.
Thank you.
called Commas. Now, I'm going to play two tracks by the Melbourne Scottish Fiddle Club and friends. One of the friends is Neil Adam, and he's going to sing a Bob Dylan song.
Now I will not go down under the ground just 'cause some fool is saying there's a war coming round. And I will not take myself down to die, for when I go to my grave, you know my head will be high. Let me die in my footsteps before I go down under the ground. Let me die in my footsteps before I go down under the ground. Now there are rumors of war, and there are wars that have been. Somehow the meaning of life has got lost in between. Some people are saying that the end is close by. Instead of learning to live, you know they're learning to die. Let me die in my footsteps before I go down under the ground. Let me die. Or I go down under the ground. Now I don't know if I'm smart, but I think I can see when someone is pulling the wool over me. So if this war comes and there's death all around, I'd rather die on the land than under the ground. Let me die in my footsteps before I go down under the ground. Let me die in my footsteps before I go down under the ground. And if I had rubies and riches, you know I'd buy this whole world, and I would turn things around. I'd throw all those tanks and those guns in the sea, for they are all a mistake from our past history. Let me die in my footsteps before I go down. And see those rivers, and see those mountains, watch those waterfalls run. Lie down in the meadows by the cool grassy leaves, and walk down that highway with your brothers in peace. Let me die in my footsteps before I go down. Footsteps
Always a joy to look at that group on stage. They have such a good time. That's the Melbourne Scottish Fiddle Club. There's dozens of them. When they're brought out for their little highlight performances, sometimes it's singing. Sometimes they come out and lead a tune with fiddles. There we had a bit of singing, the Wheels of Fortune. Before that, Neil Adam, who is also a friend of the Melbourne Scottish Fiddle Club, singing a Bob Dylan song that was written during the Cold War. Bob Dylan's observation that he would rather die above ground than underground in a bomb shelter if the bombs are going to drop. That was written a long time ago, so of course we don't need to worry about that sort of thing now, do we? Everything's all peaceful and quiet. I wish. Next track comes from an Irish group called Colour Nua. Colour Nua. The Gort na Mona set. Gort na Mona and the New Century Hornpipe, which I trust you will enjoy, because they're rather nice tunes. Gort na Mona is a composition of Michael Rooney, and The New Century is the other one in the pairing. New Century, originally heard by this group on an album by Siobhan Peoples and Murty Ryan. ¶¶
of trouble. A few more words to part. Short life of trouble, dear girl. Oh boy, with a broken heart. You remember what you promised, not more ago. You promised that you'd marry me, standing in your mama's door. Short life of trouble, a few more words to part. Short life of trouble, dear girl, oh boy, with a broken heart.
The great Ralph Stanley with Short Life of Trouble. I do like Ralph Stanley's music. He hasn't released anything for some considerable time because he's just a bit dead. Pity about that. Title track now from the featured album. It's called Unquenching Fire from the group Sykes Martin.
As I went out one evening in spring, down by a silent, sweet, shady grove, I heard a maiden making sad lament, who cried, "Alas, I have lost my love." My love was like an unquenching fire, like raging fire, he did seem to burn. Into my cold grave I will retire, and to my friends I will not return. My love was like the crest of a wave, just as he rose, so did he fall, just as the sea must roll ever on, and so the tide it will take us.
Crest of a wave, sea must roll.
Fly first here and then gone, for life is but a day in which we fly, but a few short hours till the day is done. My love was like the October sun, too bright, too high, too distant, too warm. I will walk through lonely winter's darkened days, though I know in spring he will not return.
Thank you. tea this morning. I with the blues around my baby's head. Lord, I woke up this morning with the blues around my baby's head. I turned my face to the wall and mama, these are the words I said. Sweet to mama, sweet to mama. Mama, tell me where you stay last night, Lord. Sweet to mama, mama, where you stay last night. Yeah, your clothes all wrinkled and your hair ain't teased up right. Two drops of water, a baby one or two grains of sand, Lord. Two drops of water, one or two grains of sand. Yeah, the blues ain't nothing but a woman wants to be a man. Lord, when I was a child, mama told me, Lord, when I was a child, you got a good time, now you got trouble, that's why. But listen, you gotta listen, baby, what my mama said, Lord, if you gotta listen, what my mama said. I'd have been at home, trying to live with you every day. The spider, a baby running up and down the wall. Lord, I wish you'd seen the spider. He's running up and down the wall. He must be going somewhere because he's trying to have his ass all. Weeping Mary, weeping Mary, a weeping Mary, don't you weep no more. I said, weeping Mary, Mary, don't you weep no more. Just stop and take your time and do your work every.
A trio from Western Australia called the 10 Cent Shooters. Peter Woodward, Scott Wise and Sean Diggins. Title track from an album called Sweet to Mama. Sweet to Mama was a song by a Memphis singer, Frank Stokes, who sang it or recorded it or both in the 1930s. Brought back to life by the 10 Cent Shooters in WA.
Long before I ever played a note or learned a song, I listened to the older folks and tried to sing along. Then one day I decided that I should learn to play. So I watched them and I listened and practiced every day. And the music was passed down to me like a subject learned in school. I cherished every moment, every lesson, every move. They taught me to respect it and told me that someday it would take me on adventures and help me on my way. And for generations, tradition is passed on from the oldest to the youngest, from a father to a son. And falls to the next generation. find me up on stage and in the band, with a fiddle underneath my chin and a bow held in my hand. So let's raise a glass to mark the past and make the rafters ring in the memory of the older folks who taught us everything. For the melodies from yesterday should live on and survive. They cannot be forgotten, and they must be kept alive. And we should hear the calling of those who went before, to keep tradition going and to pass it on once more. And for generations, tradition is passed on, from the oldest to the youngest, from a father to a son. And finding a way of learning to play falls to the next generation. And finding a way of learning to play falls to the next generation.
Tracks from a fascinating album called Generations. First of all, the title track, then the Bedeviled Reels. And if you know your Newfoundland geography, you'll know where the Bedeviled is, and you'll know that Ray and Greg Walsh came from Newfoundland, as did that album. And a good album it is too. Lots of interesting regional music on it. This is a song called Standing Stones from Sykes Martin.
In one of these lone Orkney isles, the lift I made unfair. Her lips were red, her eyes were blue, she had yellow curling hair. Across that lake in Sandwick dwelled a man she heard most true. Weird and grim, the standing stones in a circle there stood two. Shining on her face, her love.
ways as through the stones they stray. Seen them part, he swore he'd cause her pain. The maid had nearly reached the home and started by a cry. Took to look around her and her lover standing by. His hand pointed to the stars, his eyes gazed at the light. With a smiling countenance, vanished from her sight. Quickly turned and home she ran. No word of this was said. Well, she knew would sing his ghost. Her faithful love was dead. He went to meet him in a brighter place.
Ah, another jolly murder ballad. Standing Stones, that one's called. Came from the featured album, of course. Sykes Martin and their new release, or newish release, Unquenching Fire. That one, or that song, originated in Orkney. We've already had some music from Orkney, but that's one about murder by a jealous rival, a song collected by Peter Kennedy, sung by Miranda Sykes, and the bowed bass brooding away there in the background. Here's an andro from a group called Imosima from Brittany.
Thank you. once I had a great idea to see the Melbourne Cup. It's the greatest sight on earth, so I've been told. So I left my farm at Bendigo and brought myself to town, and I also brought a pocket full of gold. Yes, I came down from Bendigo, I came down from Bendigo, stowed away on the train so fast, away from Bendigo at last. But the pubs were shut and nowhere could I find a place to sleep, nowhere to rest my feet or lay my head. So I wandered around the town all night until the morning broke. Then I went back to the station and I said, oh, take me back to Bendigo, take me back to Bendigo. Let me catch the very next train back to Bendigo again. But then by chance up steps a man who told me that he owned a station called Garumbarumbaroo. And he asked me if I'd cash a cheque for £50 or so. So I said I would, as anyone might do. Yes, I came down from Bendigo, I came down from Bendigo, stowed away on the train so fast, away from Bendigo at last. Well, then he took me round and shouted, and of course I shouted too. But when he'd gone, I'd miss my watch and chain. So the next time that I shouted out, police! And when they came, I shouted out again. Oh, take me back to Bendigo, take me back to Bendigo. Let me catch the very next train back to Bendigo again. Well, the policeman said, I'll place you where you won't be robbed, my boy. And he put me where I do not care to tell. Nor can I say who won the cup, for when the race was run, I was lying in a cold and narrow cell. Oh, take me back to Bendigo, take me back to Bendigo. Let me catch the very next train back to Bendigo again. Next morn the judge said, we can either fine you 40 bob or for a week in jail you must remain. Have it all the same to you, judge, says I'll have the cash. And when they laughed I shouted out again. Oh, take me back to Bendigo, take me back to Bendigo. Let me catch the very next train back to Bendigo again.
That's Bob McGuinness, having a bit of trouble getting back to Bendigo. Poor Bob. Last one now from the featured album. This is Little Margaret.
Little Margaret sitting in a high old chair, combing back a long yellow hair. So sweet William and his new made bride, riding up the road so near. She threw down her ivory comb, threw back a long yellow hair, said, I'll go down and bid him farewell, never more go there. It was late in the night, they were fast asleep. Little Margaret appeared, all dressed in white, standing at their bed feet. Says, how do you like your snow white pillow? How do you like your sheets? Said, how do you like that pretty fair maid who lies in your arms asleep? Very well do I like my snow-white pillow. Very well do I like my sheets. Much better do I like that pretty fair maid who stands at my bed feet. He called his serving man to go saddle the dappled roan, and he went to her father's house that night, and he knocked on the door below. said, is little Margaret in a room? Or is she in the hall? Little Margaret's in a coal black coffin with her face towards the wall. Unfold, unfold those snow-white robes. Be they ever so fine for one to kiss those cold, cold lips. For I know they'll never kiss mine. Three times he kissed her cold, cold hands. Twice he kissed her cheek. And once he kissed her cold, cold lips. And he fell in her arms asleep.
Little Margaret, from the featured album. The voices there of Miranda Sykes and Hannah Martin. The name of the album is Unquenching Fire. It came out in 2022. There's some very nice material on there, and it's very interesting to hear the double bass played that way. Miranda Sykes, a very accomplished musician, and as I said earlier in the program, she's a member of the group Show of Hands. And Hannah Martin is also a fine musician, a member of Edge Larks, along with her partner Philip Henry, who appears on this album as well. That's all we have time for today on Come All Ye. Hope you've enjoyed the music I've chosen for you. We'll go out with a track called The Drunken Duck by Scottish group Malinky, their album Fire and Iron. No, it's not. It's called Flower and Flower and Iron. Subtle difference. Bye now. You've been listening to Come All Ye, produced and presented by Bruce Cameron at 2MCE FM, community radio in Bathurst, New South Wales. 2MCE FM is a community service of Charles Sturt University. Visit 2mce.org for more information about the station. The website comeallye.com has program playlists and a link to take you directly to lots of podcasts.